now.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that we basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess the question is, are you that one exceptional American that I'm talking about? I bet you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. It's 7 a.m. somewhere. No, it's 7 a.m. California time. And I know it's 10 a.m. East Coast time. So, East Coast listeners, welcome to the early morning hour. I'm enjoying some Agenda 21 coffee brewed by myself. This is what we do every day. Yep, got to have that coffee. Lots of coffee, actually. Man-style coffee, as I call it here on Agenda 21 Radio. But again, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all of your news and information. That's also at a21r.com. So two email addresses will get you there, paul@a21r.com or paul@agenda21radio.news are my emails, and I'm getting emails flooding in. Listen, I appreciate your emails. I really do. It's hard sometimes. I flurry of emails on Wednesday. I don't know what was going on Wednesday. I'll have to go check the show notes. Yesterday had a lot of people wanting to know about Ann Barnhart. We covered with Ann Barnhart in the third hour about narcissism. The information about narcissism. Boy, she's just got some really, really good YouTubes out there, and I suggest everybody chime into some of the stuff she's got. You can check it out on our website. We've got the YouTubes up there, or the videos on 821R Video on that portion of the website. Also, news stories that are out there talking about, we're going to be talking about the Philippine Islands here. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Egypt. The last time we checked, there was 26 people that were 26 Christians. I say again, 26 Christians that were slaughtered. Ramadan, day one. Oh, that. Yeah, you wonder about all this Islamic terrorism going on, right? But, you know, Islam is the religion of peace. 26 Coptic Christians slaughtered today in Egypt. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, maybe Egypt should be put on that terror watch list as well. I don't think so. You know, the Egyptian government, now that we have thrown out, thank God, the Muslim Brotherhood that was introduced and brought into Egypt by President Barack Hussein Obama, of course, his terrorist organization is out and gone from Egypt. That's why they're doing this now. ISIS, which is a spinoff of Al-Qaeda, which is a spinoff of the Muslim Brotherhood, influenced by the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what's happening. And El-Sisi, who is the president now, not Morsi. Morsi was the one that that followed Mubarak. Remember Mubarak? Yeah, he was a friend of the United States for a long time. In fact, we militarized their military over there. United States government did with training and everything else that was going on. And then, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama goes and visits Cairo, the home of the Muslim Brotherhood. How appropriate. Invites the Muslim Brotherhood into the front rows of the theater in which he was speaking, all at a slam of the sitting government there of Mubarak. Ultimately, the overthrow of Mubarak, Morsi steps in, and about a year of tolerating the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, the people rose up, millions of people protested. See, you don't remember any of this stuff. The mainstream media really didn't cover a lot of it. They were trying to. But it's kind of a little interesting story there. Now you have El-Sisi, who's come in, and a big supporter of the United States, complimentary. He met with, Saudi Arabia, he met with Donald Trump, of course, a big ally of the United States. That's why they are attacking ISIS, attacking in Egypt. Now, let's not forget what's happening in the Philippines. Nobody's reporting this. This Duterte guy, he's a brutal ruler. He's brutal. So it's, and listen, I'm conflicted with this guy. I cannot support a guy who ruthlessly goes out and just kills people. So I'm conflicted because I can't support that. And street justice, kill people. That's what he does. But and I guess that's just it. It's street justice as far as he's concerned, because it's who he's killing. You say, well, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. Well, you know, that's the United States. This is not the United States we're talking about. We're talking about the Philippine Islands. President Duterte, who I couldn't pronounce. You probably remember this. I was going through this whole thing. I couldn't pronounce his name. I don't know why. You know, so finally I had to call a person I do business with who lives in the Philippines. It's interesting. There's a lot of Americans who live in the Philippines. Land is cheap and, you know, the service is great. I mean, they love it. They absolutely love living in the Philippines. Big farm, big thing that he does there. And so I said, look, I need some help with your president's name. He just cracked up. I said, how do you pronounce his name? He says, Duterte. All right. Now, see, I can't stop saying the name correctly, right? Duterte. I read it, Duterte. It just flashes up. So I'm through that little barrier of Duterte. And I said, but how do you like this guy? I never approached this. I've known this guy for years. I've never approached this about how do you like this Duterte? And he goes, we love him over here. I said, really? I said, he's a ruthless killer. Oh, yes, he is. He's a ruthless killer. I said, well, what's the thing? He says, well, the thing is, don't be a drug dealer. Don't be ISIS. Don't be a radicalized Islamist. It said, if you want to live as comfortably as possible here and you're a Muslim, go right ahead, but just don't become radicalized. That's the key thing. I said, really? I said, he said, we have guerrillas all over the place for all different things in the Philippines. But he said, if you start affiliating with the drug dealers, you're dead. I said, wow. Okay. I said, where's the trials? No trials. Oh, no, no trial. We don't do that here. I said, no trials? No, then some people, the civil rights people, are really upset. I said, I bet. I bet they're upset. And, of course, you have the World Court down the wing, and he's a who is he rounding up and killing? And, of course, we play that little thing from Casablanca, round up the usual suspects. That's what he does. And what he does is if you are a drug dealer, and he has evidence of you being a drug dealer. Now, we're talking about cartel-type drug dealers, or anybody who's pushing marijuana in particular. And here we are legalizing marijuana, and Duterte, what does he do? He rounds them up. He puts their name in the paper, in your local community papers, and the next day, the squads show up and execute you. That has people, civil rights advocates in the United States and around the world, absolutely going nutty. Now what he's doing is he's rounding up ISIS. And he's not happy with the United States that he has to do. He's not happy with the United States for a couple different reasons. The Mexican cartels that are in the Philippines, which I don't know why we're being blamed for that, but maybe it's because of Obama's connections to them. Oh, and of course, the founder of ISIS, Obama. You see, Duterte is kind of unhappy with the United States about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to round up some more suspects.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. burning down the house here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, we're talking about Duterte in the Philippines. Now he's taken on ISIS, and they're at war. ISIS and the president of the Philippine Islands. And it's interesting because I touched upon this in the last hour when Scott Adams was on the show. And now we're going to kind of get a little bit more details about what is going on with Mr. Duterte. Because this is the concern that I have. This is the concern. We're in a place where we're transitioning between presidents. It's very, very clear. Now, you Obama supporters, you're going to, you know, go crazy on me. By the way, if you want to call in, you can do so. We'll put you on there. 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. Or if you have an opinion about Mr. Duterte rounding up the usual suspects, 215-867-8255. Here's the problem. The Philippine Islands has been, the whole history of the Philippine Islands, a lot of people don't understand. We became the protectorate of the Philippine Islands during the Spanish-American War. Did you know that there was a Spanish-American War? Hello! Blowing up the Maine and Havana. Of course, people say that was a manufactured war. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff about that. And the Maine blew up. Well, a lot of coal dust. Interesting, I was in Ohio, actually, in Canton, Ohio, and they have a memorial there in Canton, Ohio, not too far from the high school. And actually, it's the NFL Hall of Fame that's there, right? And they have a beautiful swimming pool there that they do the national championships for the NC2A. Was actually at that. But they have a thing that they've got the mast of the Maine. The Maine was the ship, a battleship, around 1898 or something like that. The Maine was in Havana Harbor, and it blew up. Suddenly just blew up. Now, everybody said it was sabotage. And that's what prompted the Spanish-American War. Now, this, you know, so we went to war with Spain because we thought it was the Spanish that were trying to take over Havana, Cuba, you know, reassert themselves in the New World. Kind of like what Jerry Brown and the Pope and everybody's doing here in California right now. They want to take it back. You see, because, you know, Spain claimed California, Alta California. So this goes way back to the old world days and the old world versus the new world. We're the new world. The Western Hemisphere is the new world. Monroe Doctrine, anybody? We haven't even touched upon that yet. But so we went to battle. This is the Rough Riders, San Juan Hill, all this stuff. And of course, we were at battle in the Philippines because the Philippines were being claimed by Spain. We won the war and took over the Philippines as the protectorate. We gave up the Philippines. They became their own country after World War II because the Japanese wanted the Philippines and they conquered the Philippines. At the same time, they were bombing Pearl Harbor on December 7th. They started bombing, I think the very same day and the next day, the Philippine Islands, Manila. That was World War II, 1941, get it? So you're talking about 50 years there, 43, 45 years of, you know, things going on. So they became their own country. And then we, after the Vietnam War, left our interest, military bases and so on, that were in the Philippines. These, Subic Bay, Manila, a lot of military bases. It was a huge jumping off point for the Vietnam War, of course, but also for the Pacific, because we were really concerned about, at the time, the Chinese and the influence of the Chinese coming in and invading and doing things in the Philippines that the Filipinos didn't want. I mean, so all this was Cold War era stuff. We left the Philippines. I'm giving you a brief. It's a fascinating history, by the way. Douglas MacArthur, I mean, the whole nine yards, World War II and the battles in the Philippines and all that. Battle of the Philippines. It's fabulous history. No one talks about it. You don't get too much. I mean, in the naval battles, I got to tell you, are just exceptional. People don't get what we did in the Philippines, and it's just not history that's being taught. We need to teach it. But the rise of Duterte and the influences on the Philippines have been enormous. by radical ideologues, such as what you might find with the cartels, who run their drugs and other prostitution and child sex trafficking. By the way, the pedophile game and sex trafficking in the Philippines is huge. And this is where Duterte comes in, because he doesn't like it. Not even a little bit. So you've had the era of Obama, which, of course, supported Islam, supported ISIS, supported Al-Qaeda in the Philippines. And he knows that. This is Duterte blaming the United States for this. See, in the real world that's being really affected by ISIS, they get the whole thing, that it was ISIS that is doing this. They get it. And they blame the United States. Duterte blames us. Now, this is the problem with Duterte. As he's going to battle right now against ISIS, rounding up the usual suspects, like my friend in the Philippines loves this guy. I mean, I can't support that. Who can, really? But it's who he's rounding up that's the big thing. He's angry. He's an angry man at the United States. He's angry even at Donald Trump. He doesn't think Donald Trump's going to do anything about it. So where is he at today? I think he's left. But where was he at yesterday? He was in Moscow. Oh. And what's he doing there? Weapons, arms. He's got a battle he's got to fight. He's not going to turn to the United States. Remember the whole deal with the president, Obama, who was making his Southeastern Asia tour? And he went to all these different countries. By the way, booed. And I've talked to some people in Indonesia. He was not well received in Indonesia. He was not well received anywhere. The disdain the people have there in that part of the world for the United States of America because of Barack Obama is enormous. This is stuff. I was just interviewing some people about this last week, actually. And this is where it comes in so important to understand what's going on right now with Duterte in Moscow. Our influence is waning massively in that area. And look at what the Chinese are doing. Because Obama turned a blind eye to this, they're setting up all these military bases, almost like landlocked aircraft carriers, if you will, in and around China and in going into the oceans and the seas around the Philippines. So China's making their play. Duterte is not happy. He has no place to go, but do you think he's going to go get arms from China? No, he's in Moscow. And where are we at? Our influence is waning. This is something that the Trump needs, the Donald, President Trump, needs to take care of and needs to pay attention to. I know it's how do you negotiate with a ruthless killer? The ruthless killer is trying to save his country from the scourge of things that we helped to promulgate there in the Philippines. Under the different president. This is the transitional problems that this president has that has been created by Barack Hussein Obama, the first Muslim president of the United States. Terrorist, I might add. You know, it was just a year and a half ago that we had another ruthless killing by ISIS in Paris. And you got to remember something. The world saw it. The world remembers it. President Barack Hussein Obama stayed home to watch a football game rather than to walk in solidarity with the world leaders against who? ISIS. The monstrous, totalitarian, militant arm of the Obama administration. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
1-1-0.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can call in. Let me click the buttons here. Make sure. Okay. You can call in. We've opened up the phone lines, 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And messages, I'll read this one to you. Message coming across the screen to me. Duterte is not a monster. Okay. I don't know how to classify the guy. I mean, I believe in all the civil rights in the Constitution, my God. But you know, this is not their world. They don't have the Constitution like we have here in this country. You know, Fourth Amendment, First, Second, Third, Fourth Amendment. They don't have that there. And you know, we treat all drug dealers like any criminal. We read them their rights. They know their rights. They're filled with their rights. I mean, all this stuff. There, they just round up the usual suspects and they execute you. Don't be a drug dealer. And of course, the takeaway from that is don't be a drug dealer or don't be a sex trafficker. Don't be any of those or a member of ISIS because they're going to round you up. Anyway. Okay, stop genocide. Christian genocide in Egypt is the battle cry right now. I guess everybody says it's all about radical Islamic terrorism, which it is. I don't see the Catholic Church. I don't see the Methodist. I don't see these people rounding up the usual suspects or just randomly killing people like we're seeing with ISIS and radicalized Islam. Now, I understand that radicalized Islam also kills Muslims, which that's not good either. Of course, I would denounce that. Killing anybody the fashion that they're terrorists, and we have to treat them as such. So this notion of protecting CAIR and the Muslim Brotherhood and those groups here in the United States, they are terrorist organizations and they're related to them, and it's about time we have some real real, not legislation, but even executive orders from the president declaring, or at least the Department of Justice, declaring the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States, yes, the Muslim Brotherhood, completely declare them a terrorist organization. You know, kind of like what they did with the Tea Party with Janet Napolitano. Remember that? Sure, if you're a Tea Party member, if you're on the American flag, she puts you on the terror watch list. Cliven Bundy, anybody? You're put right on that watch list. That's a real comfortable feeling to know that you're on a watch list. You fly the Gadsden flag, terror watch list. You want to form a new state, terror watch list. That's the way they rolled during the Obama administration. Muslim Brotherhood, oh no, we love the Muslim Brotherhood. And look what they've done to this country. You know, San Diego the other day, about a week and a half ago, maybe we covered the story about San Diego and the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood in San Diego and CARE coming up with anti-bullying policies specifically for Islamophobia, which didn't exist, by the way. I've talked to people down in San Diego. Being a former school superintendent, I get that, you know. And you have a couple of really, really CARE-influenced members of the school board there who spirited this whole anti-bullying campaign. We're not going to bully any longer. We're not going to bully any longer Islamic believers in our schools. Well, listen, I got to tell you something. So we bully Christians? It's okay to do that? And that was the takeaway. A lot of people were thinking they're bullying Christians here with this policy. And now, of course, people have risen up. Now I understand there's actually a federal lawsuit. Finally, somebody's had some common sense to sue them, which, by the way, I'm putting the word out to all school districts. Don't find yourself in this problem because you got a different player now in the White House and you've got a different player in the Department of Justice, by the way, which has all the control in the world over civil rights in schools. Remember the Brown versus Board of Education business? Civil Rights Act? The formation of the Department of Education as a result of it? That's the only reason the Department of Education, by the way, the Federal Department of Education is there, is to ensure civil rights for students. I mean, that was the core. Now it's expanded. It's gotten into all this other stuff. We know that. But the bottom line to it is that's the reason why. So now what they have is a federal lawsuit coming their way. And I'm happy that we're going to get these influences from these radicalized organizations out of our public schools. Nowhere do we need that in public education. See, the thing about public education is it's compulsory education. It's See, this is where everybody forgets this. Because people get elected on school boards and they're clueless or they're being taught and directed wrongly as school board members by their superintendents, by influencers around them to radicalize them. And they fall into these administrative traps, if you will. I know, I used to work with school boards, hello. Of regulations, these miasmas of things. And then you have here in California, and this is also true in other states as well, you have the Department of Education, the State Department of Education, and you have the legislature, which it foists all these different education codes and laws upon you, and you have to comply. So you seek ways to comply. And oftentimes you turn to CARE. Tell us how we can comply with, you know, some sort of bullying. Oh, well, let me show you the way. Prayer rugs. Make sure the kids get to pray five times a day and make sure you accommodate them that way. So it becomes, religion becomes an accommodation. And that's okay only if it's Islamic religion. You see, this is a public school. That's called a theocracy, by the way. A public school is compulsory education. Kids are forced to be in school. Literally, the government says you have to go to school to be educated. There's only two places where the government says you have to be. Schools and prisons. So now it becomes incumbent upon the citizens to influence the board members. And that's exactly what was happening in San Diego a couple weeks ago. Is the citizens were speaking out. And now they're speaking out in federal court, which is exactly the way it should be. There's a process when you sue a school district, and the school district denies it, and they go through this whole hoop-de-doo. But they're talking about a civil rights violation in San Diego for the rest of the students. What about these Christian students that aren't getting the same kind of representation? Are they being bullied too? Now, it comes down to this. This whole notion of bullying in schools. By the way, this is a sub-crisis that's been created in the schools. I know, 41 years in the system. I get it. I saw this one come. I was there when the bullying stuff started coming. Oh, everybody's bullied. Everybody's bullied. Oh, my God. So everybody becomes a victim of some sort. But, you know, there's greater victimization of Muslim students over Christian students. Are you kidding me? Christian students in public schools have been marginalized and castigated and criticized for years in public education. If I've ever seen bullying, it's always been of Christian students, by the way. But I want to tell you about so-called bullying in schools. It's a made-up crisis in schools, and it always has been. Now, how do you justify a made-up crisis, though? If you create the crisis, how do you justify it? What you do is you learn to relax school discipline policies, which is exactly what they did here in California. They started to attack what was called 48900 section of the Ed Code, and they started saying, well, people, you know, we can't suspend kids any longer. We must work with them. And, you know, these kids are out there doing whatever they want to do, and then we have to work with them. So they've literally relaxed all the laws. So in other words, if a kid's being disruptive, they're allowed to be disruptive in school. So kids learn, oh, if I can do this, I can do that too, right? They escalate their behavior. So minor disruptive behavior turns into bullying behavior. That's when you start to change the code sections around a little bit. So they get the law to conform with their ideology, their thought process of bullying. We need to stop genocide, though. Now we're at genocide level of Christians. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please feel free to call in and 215-TOP-TALK, area code 215-TOP-TALK, 867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, the couple little side notes, because I want to get into the Manchester terrorism thing. We're trying to focus on terror this hour, Philippine Islands, Egypt, and, of course, the Manchester attack. All of this now, the latest that I'm just now pulling up from, they've backed away from the ISIS connection in Egypt, okay, and they're saying they don't know who yet. So we're back into that little who is it, who done it, although it looks exactly like an ISIS attack. And, I mean, who else is out there killing? I'm sure it was the Protestants that decided to kill the Coptics, right? Or it was the Lutherans or the Methodist group shows up. And I mean, do you hear that headlines coming out of anybody? No. And so terrorism is breaking out all over the world. And why is that? So we don't think about and focus on what's going on with the Democrats and the investigation with the FBI and Seth Rich and all this other stuff? And taking you away from these special elections, who, by the way, the conservatives are winning. And Gianfonte, the Montana man who was being harassed and harangued by a Guardian reporter the other day, who apparently takes him to the ground and starts wailing on him. That's the way you do business, I guess, in Montana. I mean, don't bother me. You bother me, I take you to the ground. And, you know, it's interesting. I can't remember Alicia Cognes or whatever her name is, the Fox reporter that was there. Her and her crew, I didn't meet them, but I was standing right next to them looking at the spillway in Oroville. I was checking that dude out. And it was interesting because they had, it was interesting. She was in the room in Montana at the same time. So, yeah, some sort of relationship with Agenda 21 Radio. I'm just saying. I was watching her do her report and coverage up there. I actually have video of the whole thing. So maybe I'll play it. Oh, Alicia Cunha's. Anyway, this whole thing that broke out with this fight didn't bother him because he won. And the thing in Montana was everybody had already cast their ballots through absentee ballots. Those were already done weeks ago. And he was pretty much guaranteed the thing. I guess he won by 6% of the voting. So the Democrats got spanked there. This is going to continue as more and more people. People are rejecting the liberal notion all the way around the world. And thank goodness. I mean, and of course, Obama, being the lapdog that he is, he's in Europe denouncing everything that Trump is doing. This has all been planned. You got to remember that Obama traveled to Europe and made his European, I call it the Nazi tour, before he was elected. I mean, this is the first clue people should have had about his affiliation with the Nazis and also with the Muslim Brotherhood, which we knew all about the Muslim Brotherhood even before he got elected. But, you know, they foisted him upon the Democrats, and Hillary was out and she was crying in her beer. And of course, now she's whining in her wine, I guess. Terrible candidate. And, you know, anyway, then now there's these things coming up with election fraud. I mean, the spanking is going to continue for the Democrats. That's my point. It's just going to continue. It's going to get worse for the Democrats. So Greg Gianfonte stuns media Democrats in Montana as he wins his House seat. That's the one that was vacated by Ryan Zinke, who is now the director of the Department of Interior, which I think is appropriate because I don't think Ryan Zinke really cares too much for the behavior of, especially being from Montana, of the Bureau of Land Management, which, by the way, he's in charge of now. So the aggressive stealing your property behavior of the Department of Interior, I suspect, is ceasing as we speak. I would hope so, because that's basically what the government has been doing, is stealing people's property for years. It's been going on, and they're not supposed to own any property, the federal government. Now, the Constitution doesn't allow them to own the property that they have, and they need to get rid of whatever property they have or don't even seize it at all. But they've been seizing, using Environmental Protection Agency rules and regulation, people's property. That's how they've been getting away with it. You violate this, we're going to take your property. You violate that, we're going to take your property. That's what they've been doing. I'm simplifying things here. We've gone through this before. We did the Clavin Bundy thing. We did the thing up in The Sugar Pine Mine, which, by the way, came up in court, I guess, with the Bundys. Now, the Bundy trial is still going on. They haven't gotten to the Cliven Bundy group of people, but this is in Pahrump, Nevada, where they're being imprisoned in a private prison, I might add. And we're hearing stories of them being tortured. We're talking about Ammon and Ryan in the sort. In the private prison. Connections to Harry Reid, of course. And I guess the trial has become a real circus up there. As it always is going to be. Because the government is wrong. They don't have the facts. And, of course, they're doing whatever they can do with the prosecution and the judge. The judge, of course, is an Obama appointee. and Harry Reid friend. So, you know, you can see what's going to happen in those trials, right? And it's happening. The violation of their constitutional rights is all over the place and all over the map, which is what happened. This is the same group of people that were basically tried in Oregon and found not guilty of the similar charges. Now they're in on the charges of what happened at the Bundy Ranch incident, you know, brandishing weapons. And now they're making comments about, you know, if a guy has a gun and he's protesting, then he's assaulting police officers. Now, that's what they're saying. This is one of the stretches of disbelief that's happening in the trial. I'm kind of giving you a little trial update. I'm not thoroughly briefed on the whole thing, but giving you what I got from the briefing that I got yesterday. So, I mean, but I think that's kind of an interesting. It's open carry in Oregon and open carry in Nevada. And one of the things that they're claiming in the Bundy Ranch incident is you had all these citizens out there with guns in Nevada. Now, okay. And they're saying they're protesting what was going on with the Bureau of Land Management. Now, I don't know how you can do that. If it's an open carry state. So the confliction, but they're trying to say, at least the judge is, that it's some variety of assault on the officers. Where is the NRA in all this, by the way? Interesting question. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
1-1-0.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
2-1-1-0.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Okay, we are back. We are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. 215-TOP-TALK is the telephone call in line. And we will open them up in the next hour for those of you who want to call in and make some comments. I'm getting some text messages from people, which is nice. The Wiki Man is out there texting. We've got... there's something I can't read to you. I get these interesting messages that come across my screen that I just, it's like, okay. You know, this Duterte thing, you know, guys, you know, we were talking about that earlier. Rounding up the usual suspects in the Philippines. That's really kind of what they're doing out there. It's just amazing what's going on. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, Paul at A21R.com. That's Paul at A21R.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show about being an exceptional American, it's now the time we need you more than ever to stand up and step up and believe in yourself as an exceptional American. It's okay to be an exceptional American. You should wear that as a sign of pride, I might add. And, of course, that isn't what the last administration wanted you to hear. But we've been saying this for years now, and we're going to continue to say it. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. Stay strong because we are exceptional Americans, and the world needs us, and our country needs us now more than ever. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21, Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex.
And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll.